Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Hello, my name is Dan Hankins, and I pastor Antioch Baptist Church in Green Ridge. We're a country church located on E Highway, just about a mile north of Highway 52. On Sunday mornings, we gather for worship at 10:30, and we would love to have you come to one of our services. Today, I would like to continue our theme of love for God and love for others. As on Go the Distance this month, we're focusing on the theme of love. And again, to the book of 1 John. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 17, John begins by saying, "Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Because he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us." What a great passage for us to focus on for a few minutes. The key word in this section is perfect. God wants to perfect in us his love for us and our love for him. The word perfect carries with it the idea of maturing or being complete. And so as we put our faith and trust in Christ, we are to grow in grace and knowledge, as Peter said in 2 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he also wants us to grow in love, love for God the Father. And this is in response for the Father's love to us. We love him because he first loved us. And so because of his love for us, our love for him should grow the more that we know about him and the more that we practice grace in our lives toward God and toward others. How much does God love us? How much did God love you? Well, he loved you enough to send his only son to die for you. He loves his children the very same way that he loves his son, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 17 and verse 23, John writes and says, "I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you loved me." That's the prayer of Jesus to his Father in heaven. He says, "Oh, may they know that you love them just as you loved me." And so God loves us. He loves us enough to send his Son to die for our sins, to purchase our salvation. But he loves us in a way that is beyond our human ability to understand love. It's unconditional. Even though we love our children as unconditional as we can think of in our own minds, still we become very frustrated when they do things that are wrong. And God never becomes frustrated. He is in control of all things, and he loves us with an everlasting love. And so it's important for us to understand that He loves us just as He loved His Son. Jesus was perfect. And because of the work of Jesus Christ, when we put our faith and trust in Him, that is what God sees in us. That there is no need for us to be fearful. John, in his writing here in 1 John that I read to you, he says that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in the world. That's not to say that you and I are perfect, because we know better than that, don't we? But because of the work of Jesus Christ, God chooses to see the righteousness of Christ in us, His children, because of His Son. And so He loves us just as He loved His Son. The Father in heaven wants to love you and I just as He loved Jesus, and He wants you and I to learn to love Him as Jesus loved His Father. This brings a great confidence toward our hearts. We can pray with boldness. We don't have to be afraid that God is going to reject us, because He has accepted us as the beloved. He's accepted us just as Jesus, and because of the work of Jesus Christ. And so our understanding of this should cause our love to be made perfect, to be more complete, and to grow the more that we know how much God does love us. Another result of knowing how much God loves us causes us to be obedient by faith. We serve Him not because we have to, not because we are told to, but because we love Him. In 1 John chapter 4 and verse 20, John writes, "If someone says, 'I love God,' and he hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he sees, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from Him, that he who loves God must love his brother also." That is a difficult one for us to accept, that because we live with people, and sometimes they get on our nerves. Sometimes they do things that offend us, that creep into our space and violate perhaps our rights and our beliefs. But we are told that if someone hates his brother and says that he loves God, that he's a liar. We have to come to terms with this and understand that God loves everybody. He doesn't love what happens and what is done on earth. He doesn't accept everything that is done. That's why He sent His Son Jesus into the world to die for those sins. But when we put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, He loves us. Why don't we exhibit a little faith in learning to pray for people who get on our nerves and who seem to be more unlovely, and ask God to work in them and bring them to the knowledge of Jesus Christ? Because the more they know Christ, the more their love for God will be perfected, and the more they will love those around them. Today, I trust that you will put faith and trust in Jesus, and I encourage you to pray to Him. If you've never done that, take time today and ask Jesus Christ to be your Savior. God bless. Once again, my name is Dan Hankins. I pastor Antioch Baptist Church near Green Ridge. We're out on E Highway, just about a mile north of Highway 52. We'd love to have you at any of our Sunday services at 10:30 in the morning. God bless and have a great day.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road. Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to His name. Oh, to declare His loving kindness in the morning and His faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon Him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.